Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 22nd of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Chinese factories that supply Apple have slowed production and reduced staff as the coronavirus pandemic dents global demand for smartphones and other gadgets. Foxconn, the contract manufacturer, has paused hiring at its huge factory complex in Zhengzhou, which assembles iPhones. British politicians return to a semi-virtual Westminster today, with debates restricted to a small number of members in the chamber, while the rest are on a video link. TV monitors have been installed to allow questions via Zoom. Hopefully, there will be no incidents such as Tim Bradshaw remembers as he compares Zoom with its chat roulette antecedent. Microsoft backs open data movement. Cynics may say this is an easy decision given its rivals are so far ahead in data collection, but Microsoft today called on governments and companies around the world to share more of their data with other organizations to prevent what it warned would be a concentration of digital power in the hands of the US, China, and a small number of giant tech companies. Apple will deliver the first of its new Magic Keyboards for the iPad Pro this week, well ahead of the expected May release, and The Verge has a review, saying it is exactly what so many people have been asking for. A well-made keyboard case with a trackpad that finally lets you use the iPad as a kind of laptop. However, it can cost more than an entry-level $329 iPad itself. It is $299 for the 11-inch version of the iPad Pro and $349 for the 12.9-inch version. Huawei revenue rises despite coronavirus challenges. The world's biggest maker of telecommunications equipment has reported solid first-quarter sales, despite the global economic challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic and the U.S. all but blacklisting the Chinese company. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.